The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Do you hear that? In the cruel blackness of night, an unknowable evil from beyond time cries out. What dark deeds unfold on the streets of Arkham? And which unwitting souls, innocent or impure, will succumb to the maddening call? The Call of Cthulhu.
Nerdy Show and YouGoth Topical Powder bring you part 6 of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Tonight's strange story, The Truth's Slimy Trail. A night on the town can leave your jacket odoriferous, and no matter your style or your charming smile, the dames will keep clear of you for a mile. So before you hit the town in your glad rags, be sure you pass the armhole odor inspection with YouGoth Topical Powder. Think you're the cat's meow? Your He-Man aroma will only wow the ladies if it's in moderation. Keep those bear cats purring instead of saying P-U by applying YouGoth Topical Powder to your underarms. Our unique formula eats away odor and seals up pores, the source of pungent perspiration. Save yourself the embarrassment of armhole odor and feel the power of YouGoth Topical Powder. On sale at your local toilet goods counter. The renters at Big Mama's boarding house have uncovered a dark secret. The young woman they knew as Hannah Pickering, the young woman who was brutally slain not a day prior, was but a mask, worn by her true self, the debased and tormented Miriam Hetfield. Having read Miriam's haunting and unhinged diary, Cyril and Dolores, along with the deranged father-grandfather, return to the boarding house to share their grim discovery with Sam and Hank Jr. It's now daybreak, and the morning sun finds them considering the twisted past of their deceased friend, and the answers that may wait for them in her hometown, the backwater village of Dunwich.
The next day, April 16th, you guys wake up. Another newspaper at the door.
Can you read? Shocking.
Let me take a look at that.
Whoa, hey, gather around, folks. Shocking development in the Pickering case. The postmortem conducted last night upon the body of Hannah Pickering, whose body was found outside the town beside North Garrison Street, has revealed the young woman was with child at the time of her death. Points to Sam. The unborn child appears to have been removed from the body, along with certain other generative organs. Police believe the killer removed these organs and have intensified their search for the perpetrator of such a horrendous crime. According to Chief Investigator, Detective Sergeant Maxwell Sweeney, the police expect to bring the killer to justice soon. The authorities are currently looking for the man responsible for the girl's delicate condition, as they suspect this person killed the girl rather than marry her. Meanwhile, young women are urged to avoid the street after dark and report to any strangers exhibiting unusual behavior to the police. Arkham cannot rest until the monster is responsible for this beastly crime, blah, 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 blah. Well, looks like we're still two steps ahead in this. No developments.
I'm assuming you told Sam and Hank about the journal and everything else that you found.
Yeah, we showed them the journal. You could even read the journal if you want to take a sanity loss.
No, I'd take your word for it. Did you take the journal? You took it with you?
Oh, yeah.
So roll your sanity.
Oh, you couldn't get better than that.
Okay, so...
One.
So, yeah, you don't lose any sanity. Unlike the other people that have slowly ticked down.
But I say to Ma, hey, Ma, you ever hear the name Miriam Hetfield?
No, I'm afraid not.
I show her the picture of Hannah. You recognize this other woman here?
Is that Hannah's mother or something?
I was hoping you could tell me.
I don't know anything. Doesn't look familiar. I mean, she never really talked about her family much.
Hmm. Yeah, something like that. Well, thank you.
No problem. Would you like some cookies? They're delicious.
Oh, I'm full up, Ma.
Okay.
Full to the brim. Thank you kindly.
I'll save them for later.
Yeah.
So while they're talking, Hank is gonna bring down his bolt action rifle downstairs and start cleaning it.
Oh wait, you have a weapon that belongs to me.
That's right. Hand him back the 38.
Barrel down. Okay. Thank
Relax.
You. Gently.
It ain't cocked.
Okay, so you're going to the library.
Okay. All right. So I'll look up information about Dunwich.
Are you gonna have them drop you off and then take your car out to Dunwich, or?
No,
they're not driving Lola.
No, I'm not going to Dunwich until she's gotten some information.
Pretty
about
far. It's hours.
Yeah.
So I would have gone there like whenever like as soon as it opens, I would have been there. So okay. While of it, they're cleaning, he's cleaning his bolt action rifle, okay. And they're doing their morning stuff. I would have already headed out there and then got what I needed.
Business, Sweeney.
So you drive off to the library. Are you going to drop Agent Spade off at the police station so we can talk to Detective
Sweeney?
Yeah, I'll
drop him off.
Anybody else coming with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Great. Now I got street cred.
Where are you taking the cab to?
I know. Now I can sing the blues.
You're going to take a cab out to Dunwich?
Yeah.
When they quote you a price, you look over your money, and this is the last of your money. All of your current expendable cash is going into this cab ride.
Oh, well, you're supposed to give the money when you get out of the cab, right? At the end? I think I'll be good.
Okay.
Money's no object.
Because basically, they quote you the price. No,
the Lord,
no, sir. No, I don't object, have to pay you because money's no object.
The Lord will provide for me. I help those who help themselves.
Before,
okay.
I go ahead and tell the cabbie, you know, if you just drive him around town a few times and then drop him off at the dump in about an hour, I'll double whatever he's paying.
That's against the cabbie's code, my friend. We cabbies.
Fucking code.
We take our occupation very seriously.
Okay, well, you're gonna regret that decision, I promise you.
Just, I regret
you are not interested in looking at any of his Bibles.
By the way, what's double of nothing?
I regret many decisions, my friend. First of all, was becoming a cabbie. But now that I am one, there's a code to follow.
Do not look at his Bibles. You don't want a Bible, you've got three at home.
Even God can't save me now.
Oh, I just threw money at this guy.
I think he just found the killer.
It was the cab driver.
That's why there's no footprints. Drove over.
So, cabby drives off. So I guess first we will deal with Agent Spade gets dropped off at the police department to speak to Sweeney. You go in, you're like, I'm here to speak to Sweeney, and they shuffle you back to his office. When you arrive in his office to speak with him, Agent Sweeney, by and large, lean, wiry-looking guy. He's got a big shrapnel wound running across the side of his face. Kind of gives him a grizzled, dashing mystique. By and large, he's got his hair cut short to his scalp. Big ass ears, and his eyes are just staring at you, cold and angry looking.
I like your description. Big ass ears. He's got big ass ears.
First of all, I'm going to explain to him how I got involved in the case.
And I'm going to lean in the back, looking semi intimidating, if that helps.
And then I want to know why.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. So you're saying that Harden Chump paid you money to shit on my case? Why don't you get the hell out of my office?
Because tell
Harden that he can eat that money. I don't care. This is my case.
Of course it is. That's why I came to you. Don't you think that would be a nice sign of good faith? He told me, or I figured out that you were the actual person on the case yesterday. Remember, I gave you a phone call before the paper came out today?
Yeah, okay, so...
So I'm not coming clean. I came to you to tell you what was going on.
So what's going on then?
Your guy is here trying to muscle in on your case. Why is he trying to do that? Why? I've got a personal vested interest in this. Me and my partner here.
Listen, he's just a mess. Harding thinks he thinks he's this town's protector. He doesn't understand how things get done. If you let yourself get all emotional and broken up about things like that, that just gets more people dead. Yeah, some girl died. It's sad. It's terrible. But you know what? If we don't do anything, more people are going to die. More girls are going to get mutilated. Whatever.
So you think there's actually a killer?
Of course there is.
What evidence do you have that there's a killer? Because every bit of evidence we could find showed that there was no human being that was involved in this.
Nobody chops out somebody's baby maker if it's not for a reason. And if it was an animal, she would have been a lot more torn up than she was, and there would have been animal tracks. There was nothing like that.
Hey, you ever hear the name Miriam Hetzfield?
No.
It may do you some good to look into that name.
What does that mean?
Slip him the diary across the desk. And what would you know about that town? Dunwich.
Dunwich?
Yeah.
Town, I don't know, is some farmer, backwater burg. So what the hell's this diary? Who?
This is the diary of Hannah Pickering, who was also Miriam Hetzfield, known very well in the French Hills. You know, if you want to see a girl for a good time, you might want to call up Miriam.
Where did this come from?
It came from,
damn fine police work.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
That's funny, because I don't notice either of you having a Arkham Police Department badge.
Oh, hey, it ain't illegal to ask questions, is it?
Well, what am I going to do with this now? From what I hear, the crime scene has been disturbed by two people that are impeding an active murder investigation.
Detective? We were under the impression that we were actually acting within this department's interest. We thought we were being employed by this department. We were misled. The only crime here was a crime of ignorance.
Oh, listen, I'm going to talk to Nichols, and I'm going to get him busted back to private so fast. Harden, he's done.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad, because I mean that was ruthless what he did to you, honestly.
But
this is good evidence. We're turning over what we found to you out of good faith.
Excellent. Now, don't touch anything else, because you guys are gonna shit this up worse than it's already been done.
You're right.
What is this? This is a diary. I don't even know where this came from.
Look, my name is Sam Spade. I'm an agent with the Bureau. I was an agent with the Bureau. Okay, I was just recently discharged. We observed all best practices involving our investigation of this case. I proceeded to tell them everything that we just went through. My credit rating is a 35.
Roll it.
Son of a... You going to make me roll it instead of persuasion?
Nope.
55.
Okay. So he says, stay here, you two. I'll be right back. He goes away for about 10 minutes.
Oh, Sam, I'm pretty nervous about this. This is weird.
Yeah, so you guys are left sitting in his office for a while. I don't know if you guys are going to just cool your heels till he shows up again.
Oh, no. I'm looking at the desk. I'm not touching anything.
Okay.
I'm just looking at anything that was left behind.
Well, I mean, by and large, it's not really any skill you need to roll for it. Because the desk is right there. Basically, yeah, he's definitely on the some angry father, although there's a lot of question marks around the who is the father thing, chopped out the baby and left her there to die on the side of the road. But there's a lot of question marks in his case, and he's still trying to figure it out. Make a law roll.
60.
Right at it. Okay. From the way this guy's talking, you're pretty sure if you push it much, he's gonna start probably pressing formal charges against you guys.
Yeah, he's already looking at doing that now once he gets my record.
Yeah.
Well, if we leave now, they're going to put out a call for us. So if you want to go, I can stay here and take the heat for this.
We'll just cool our heels, let... Dolores do her thing, then we'll hit the bricks.
You're not carrying any weapons or anything, really, are you?
I got a knife in my shoe.
Got a knife in my shoe?
You're a black man in 1928 who walked into a police station carrying a knife.
In your shoe.
It was discreet?
No, just, I give it back. I gave you my gun yesterday. There's a certain level of trust established here.
I'm resistant. It's not about you, Sam. It's just about the whole damn thing.
So as you guys are bickering, you guys hear the door swing open and the detective comes in. And he says, okay, listen, I don't know what your guys' game is, but stay away from the investigation. Whether you think you are with Harding or better than Harding or here to help us, we don't need your help.
That's right. What
we're here for. We're police officers.
Absolutely.
Everything's good. We're going to catch this guy and we're going to catch him soon, as soon as we figure out who the father is.
I think that's a great plan. We're going to leave you alone to do your work. I just wanted to come clean.
Yeah. Toodaloo.
Walk out and hand him his knife back.
What are you two... What's everybody else going to be doing? I mean...
I'm calling City Hall.
Okay.
Really, I'm pushing for us to, if we're really going to see this through, if we're going to take a look at anything, we need to head to Dunwich, and we need to head there soon. So I'm
fast
all about...
Forward.
All I'm doing is trying to find out. I'm calling the Hall of Records. I want to get the
okay.
Where the father lives. Her actual parents.
Well, you speak to a delightful lady named Miss Red Herring. who tells you that she wasn't able to find any detailed information for that.
Son of a bitch. So where the fuck are we supposed to go in this town?
We're not supposed to go anywhere in this town. We're supposed to go to Dunwich.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a small town. We'll go there. We'll flash the photo around. Someone's going to say,
if you're calling Dunwich City Hall, you spend a while calling around and you find out that there is no City Hall. However, they do have a delightful general store.
Bingo.
Which contains
bingo.
That's all
several objects that you can purchase if you wanted to purchase said objects, like farm implements or food.
Such as pickled red herring.
But into the library, see what Dolores knows already, if anything, and then just decide, you know, let's pull up roots, let's head out there, see what's up.
What are you looking for with your
I would look up
library.
Any information on Dunwich. Okay. Like any historical information, anything about the town's past.
Okay. Well, you're going to spend the majority of the day doing this because that's kind of how library use works. It's a really long-term thing.
Yes.
Well, in your few hours of searching, Dunwich is a miserable shithole full of decrepit people and decrepit buildings and decrepit farms.
Sounds boring as shit, right up my alley.
the one thing about it is it's got rumors of witchcraft and things like that that kind of swirl around the town. But by and large, you know, it's mostly just that. Like, supposedly
rumors.
There's spooky people, although there are ancient Indian burial grounds, things like that are out there. But, you know, they're all over the place in the New England area. You know, basically just raised hills, things like that, that are, you know, burial sites. Some of them in Dunwich are marked with standing stones.
Awesome. Thank you, books.
It's what, maybe noon? Maybe, yeah, I will.
That's
still plenty of time to get there by dark.
We'll find a nice inn.
There's a general store.
And we'll find a nice general store.
Okay, so basically around afternoon or so, you guys are getting ready to head out there.
Oh, find me a trombone player. Diamond in the rough.
Are you gonna swing by the
Cyril Bridgewater and his diamonds? Making some dancing.
But
girls.
As you're getting ready to leave the library, somebody comes in, drops off the afternoon edition of the Arkham Gazette. You see on the front page a name that catches your eye.
Out of
Ooh, Dunwich is peppered in here pretty well. Citizens in the village of Dunwich, located near the head of the Miskatonic River, have reported an epidemic of missing pets and livestock over the last 24 hours. Locals began to suspect a wild animal when a horse belonging to the Horn family was discovered strangely desiccated, partly eaten. Dunwich authorities are planning a hunting expedition into the hills above Dunwich. Longtime residents of the Miskatonic Valley may recall reports of unexpected activity in those hills in both 1907 and 1912.
We're going to go to the hills.
Well, I've just been reading about the hills and how they're alive with the sound of witchcraft.
You guys going to swing by Ma's place and pick up good old Hank?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys round up everybody, head out there. Long in advance of you, Father, you've gone out there. You've been pulled up in front of Osborne's General Store. You can tell it's that because that's what the sign
says.
And this seems to be the hoppinest place in town, in as much as there are two shirtless people playing what looks like checkers, someone else strumming a banjo.
I'm actually going to pay the cab driver the rest of my money, and then I'm going to walk into the General Store.
Okay.
And I'm gonna find the clerk or whoever's running the store.
How can I help you there, son?
Why, hi, sir. I'm a simple Bible salesman, and I noticed you don't have a church around here, and I was just wondering where one might find the greatest den of sin and debauchery around these parts.
I'd say probably Kingsport would have that.
Kingsport? Where's that? Is that around here?
Yeah, it's many miles up the road on the coast.
Why is it a den of sin and debauchery? What goes on?
You know, just a big town full of... Oh, it's not around here. It's far away.
Oh.
You know, crazy people.
What goes on around this town?
Mostly people farm, buy things from my shop.
You ever heard the name Hannah Montana, whatever her name is? Hannah. Girl walks kind of with a limp, maybe kind of preggers sometimes.
Preggers? No.
Bursting at the seams, so to speak.
Uh-huh. There are pregnant women around all the time, you know, but no.
Any girl's been fucked by the devil lately, what for? gonna have a demon spawn child spew out all over the earth to cause the apocalypse?
One of the shirtless guys goes, oh, you mean that Waitley lady? No, man, she's been dead for years.
Waitley lady, what's that?
No, she's a Waitley family. They fuck everything that's a devil.
Like Waitley family.
Say what you will about
them. They fuck devils with devils for penises.
Could you point me in the right direction of that so I may sell them a Bible?
Oh, there's no house anymore. That got burned down.
Burned down?
Yeah.
Well, how far away is it from here?
Not far. I mean, if you want to go piss on the ashes or something, you're certainly welcome to, but, I mean, ain't nobody been there for years.
Say what you will about the man, but God damn it, he gets results.
Long story short, you engage in ridiculous hellfire banter with a bunch of redneck inbred hillbillies.
What the fuck am I doing? I'm trying to find out where to go. I can't do it.
I believe you're winning.
Yeah, you're a couple steps ahead of us. Like you already.
And basically,
going.
They're telling you about all kinds of crazy shit and dead pets and everything that had just started happening. And then like you kind of mention some stuff, and then they go like, oh. You are talking about the Hetfield girl.
Yeah.
Hillary's daughter.
Yeah, Hillary and I go way back. What happened to her?
She is a crazy bat, my friend.
Where does she hang right now? Where does she stay?
She lives up the road a piece. If you want to get out there, we can, I can give you the directions, but...
Why not? How far away is it?
Not too far. Maybe an hour walk, but, you know, whatever.
You want to show me? We'll go together.
As you guys are talking, a car pulls up, and the rest of the crew piles out.
Man, that bitch has got here fast. Shit.
You've been talking with these guys for a while.
Damn. Hellfire.
And we weren't being brought by cab. We were driving fast.
And on top of that...
You should have seen me standing there and be like, oh, I know where the lady is.
Son of a bitch.
I know where her mom is. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, he's basically giving you the directions as they show up. And then kind of separately, a small Model T rolls up with U.S. Postal Service insignia on it. And you...
Tommy guns.
You guys see the mailman with something that looks like an animal run across one of his shoulders. And he kind of walks it inside, and all of the bumpkins perk up. And they're like, oh, man, what do you got there? And he kind of comes inside and just drops it down on the counter. Where Osborne, the owner, is visibly upset by this. He says, what the hell did you bring now, Pritchett? And they're looking it over, and it looks like it's a dog, more or less. But it's been pretty horribly withered and drained. Who's going in to take a look at this thing?
I tell you what.
I'll go look.
In backwater town like this, I'm sticking with the group, but I'm not leading. Just letting it happen.
I'm telling him he should go check out the back of the post office's car.
My morbid curiosity has peaked.
Okay, so...
Sure, I'll poke around, whatever.
Dolores, you check out the corpse. Roll sanity.
Yeah, I was with her, so...
Okay, yeah, roll
71.
As well.
21.
I have 75.
Okay, so you guys both pass, you're fine. It's nasty, but not unsettling. This thing is horribly withered, drained out. Chunks of its flesh and hide look like they're kind of collapsed and crumbling in, while there are just nasty, ragged bite marks taken from it elsewhere. Bridget the mailman is like, God damn it, this is like the seventh one I found today. Osborne, what the hell am I going to do? And then Osborne just says, I don't know. You're going to get it out of my store. I don't care. Just get it out of my store.
Where'd you find them?
Pritchett kind of looks down at the thing and says, oh, I found it up a ways a piece. Hutchins Road. I think it might have been the Horn families.
And that looks like the...
You recognize the Hutchins Road is that's the directions they gave you to the house.
And this is the same sort of...
Nope, not at all.
No.
This looks like it was bitten definitely by an animal.
But
chunks of it elsewhere are just like withered and crumbling.
Okay. I'm gonna... Do I find anything like a Tommy gun? in the postal service, like this crazy federale.
No, you do not.
Well, I come in whistling with my good pal Hank Jr.
Like, yeah, before we head in there, when you're checking out the postal truck, Hank's gonna go to the back of the car, open the trunk, get the rifle out, sling it on his shoulder, and put the axe... His wood axe in the back seat, and he's going to follow you into the general store.
Right.
Look and see if they have any bullets for sale that would match the caliber of my rifle.
We have pipe bombs.
I have a question.
Okay. Osborne says, plinking bullets right up there. And
I will grab some.
You buy yourself a box full of them. Yes. So you got 50 shots.
When the postal guy walks in, does he leave the keys in his vehicle?
Oh, yes, he does.
I hop in and I hop in as fast as I can and drive down to that Hutchin Road to the address they gave me.
So he kind of sneaks out as everybody else.
Am I not gonna see him doing that?
Yeah, well, you see him creeping out. And he's getting into the mail to the mail truck or mail.
It's for the Lord.
I pull him out of the mail truck.
You're just
where are you going, old man?
Cyril's trying to stop you.
Well, I'm going to persuade him by telling him I found the old biddy's mother. I'm going there now. She's still alive. She knows more than we do.
Wait, who's mother? Who'd you talk to? Who'd you talk
that
to?
That girl that got knocked up with the evil inside of her.
Yeah?
The evil.
You don't say. Where's she at?
The seated one. I don't know. It's in my brain pan somewhere, but I picture the road. I know where I'm going. You best hop in. Postal worker's gonna come out any minute. I need to hit the pedal to the metal.
Damn it. Bucket.
I got a lead foot. My driving ain't so great being an old man. Parkinson's, but this would be great.
I'm not hanging around your stolen car. You just go fine. I've had it with you.
It's the postal service. They're to serve us from the government. And I need it right now to serve as the Lord.
This crazy old man is stealing your car.
I'm trying to hit the pedal. I'm trying to hit the gas pedal.
Okay, you start up the car and drive off. Meanwhile, one of the shirtless bumpkins comes out and he's like, oh, did what happen? That thing just happened.
Yeah, that crazy old man stole this postal vehicle.
Yeah, bumpkin ducks his head back inside and, you know, says, hey, Cap, that preacher man just stole your car. I think he might be going up to the Hetfield place with it.
Did you say Hetfield?
Yeah. We've been talking with them about it all day now.
They're under investigation. We're with the Arkham Police Department, and,
You're a long way from Arkham, boy.
They're working with me. I'm a federal agent.
Ain't every day you see a murder.
Oh, I see. Well, that is a tragedy.
If you can give us the directions, we'll be on our way.
Yeah, sure enough. Hang on, let me just write it down, or just draw it out. Wait, I drew it on my hand. Let me see your hand. Okay, here we go. You see that? Take a left here. Take a right. Okay, then you turn, and then now you don't want to keep going. If you go too far, you're gonna end up hitting the wrong set of farms, and you don't want to do that. Because if you go too far, just Holloway House, you don't even want to bother there. If you drive past a house with a bunch of, you know, them crazy hex symbols on it, you're on the right way.
All right. Yeah. Sure thing. Crazy hex symbols.
Yeah, the Bensons, they like to keep away the evil. You know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Dolores, let's get in the car.
Two steps ahead of you.
Meanwhile, Cap, the mailman, kind of comes out and goes, God damn it, not again. Osborne, I need to use your phone. And you guys hop in the car and go chasing after him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But provided he's going the right way. Since it's all up in his brain pan.
We're going the right direction.
On his mind streets.
He is on fire for the Lord.
For next week's installment of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, Monday, here on the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. And of course, you can subscribe to receive the latest episodes on iTunes and SoundCloud via our network-wide feed, as well as our new feed for all our dramatic podcasts, Nerdy Show Theater, at nerdyshow.com/theater. If this episode wasn't enough to wire your nerves tight, perhaps this song will do the trick. Introducing a group out of Nashville called Orlinda, and in the great hillbilly tradition, these mountain folk have spun quite a yarn. In fact, they claim this to be a true story, a cautionary tale of the evil that men do, and the darkness, perhaps demonic, that can inhabit a man's soul. This is the Rake song.
All right, boys, y'all get one shot. I had entered into a marriage in the summer of my 21st year. And the bells rang for our wedding. Only now do I remember it clear. All right, all right, all right. No more a rake and no more a bachelor. I was wedded and it whetted my thirst until her womb started spilling out babies. Only then did I reckon my curse. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. First came Isaiah with his crinkled little fingers. Then came Charlotte and that wretched girl Dawn. Ugly methodically died on delivery, mercifully taking her mother along. All right, all right, all right. What can one do when one is a widower, shamefully saddled with three little pests? All that I wanted was the freedom of a new life. So my burden I began to divest. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Charlotte I buried after feeding her foxglove. Dawn was easy, she was drowned in the bath. Isaiah fought but was easily bested. Burned his body for incurring my wrath. All right, all right, all right. That's how it became your
listening to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud, or give your feedback at nerdyshow.com/survey. Episode 6, The Truth's Slimy Trail, was performed by Kaylin Boehm, Doug Banks, Cap Blackett, Ruul Knudsen, Brendan Gerson, and Game Master Luke Stram. It was edited and produced by Colin Peterson and Cap Blackett. Original score was composed and performed by Ryan McQuinn and Mike McQuinn, and is available on Nerdy Show's Bandcamp. This campaign is based on Behold the Mother from the Call of Cthulhu module Dead Reckonings, published by Chaosium Incorporated. All characters appearing are fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental. You can find character sheets, bios, and other bonus content at nerdyshow.com/Cthulhu. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program and all programs on the Nerdy Show Network are made possible by the support of listeners like you. Join us on Patreon and receive outtakes, early releases, and other bonus content. Just head to nerdyshow.com/support. To find out how you or your company could underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. And don't forget, you can also help fund the Nerdy Show Network by shopping on Amazon. Just head to nerdyshow.com/Amazon for more details. This has been the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Good night.